Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, before the end of this week, IU diving coach Drew Johansson's intent is to bring home yet another national titleist, maybe two. What with James Conner or Mike Hixon out in Iowa City, and they're looking for championships in the men's NCAAs. Mission accomplished on the women's side, as you know, with Jessica Parado coming home last weekend from Greensboro, North Carolina, with the platform national title in her hand and in her very first year. Pure talent here, folks, but behind every special athlete is the coach and the relationship, as Jessica was telling me earlier this week on Sports Talk at Yogi's.
Well, I was really excited when he got the job, and, you know, we were starting out together. It was his first year there and my first year at IU, so we got connected and, you know, clicked right away. I've really made a lot of significant changes to my training and, you know, that are vital to my platform career as well as my springboard career, which has taken off this year. And, you know, he's great.
You know, you talked about the significant changes. What were some of those that really clicked for both of you?
I mean, I really just worked on basically the details of my diving. So my entries, the way I twist off the platform, just really little things that went a long way for me. You know, at first I did redshirt last year, and I think that training really helped me and gave me the time to really develop my springboard and platform, kind of helped me go into this season even more prepared, and I think that kind of really helped me.
That is freshman NCAA platform national champion Jessica Parado, only the fourth diver to take home top honors in program history and the sixth female athlete to do so wearing the cream and crimson. Well, Sweet 16 coverage begins in earnest again tonight. Wichita State, Notre Dame kicking off things, starting with our 7 o'clock pregame show from Westwood One. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Red center fielder Billy Hamilton nearly won NL Rookie of the Year honors last season, hitting a modest 250 from the leadoff spot, 72 runs scored and 56 stolen. As the Reds now ready for 2015, Hamilton turned to his mentor, former big leaguer Delino DeShields, during the winter months, working on strength and conditioning, more speed skills, just about everything. And as he told me recently, focus now on the start of the season ahead. Thanks to DeShields, Hamilton feels less pressure now from competing this year in season number two with his rookie year behind him.
He's been there for my whole career, and it's always good to learn more from him. And as over the years, I've learned so much from him. He coached me a few years, and like I said, now he's moving up to Louisville, so he would be closer to me. So if anything goes wrong, I can always count on him to be there for me. So
a little about how that relationship started, Billy.
Whenever I got drafted, he was one of the first guys I met when I got into the organization, and then on he when they wanted me to be a switch hitter, and he was one of the first ones that was there with me and was working with me. So like I said, Delano's been one of those guys my whole career. He's basically just been helping me out with as base running, defense, bunting, hitting. So right now we're just working on more bunting now and working on my hitting, so I'm just looking forward to it, man. Like I said, I'm excited.
Red center fielder Billy Hamilton, and just think, he gets that bunting arc down. He'll drive pitchers crazy with his speed. The Reds open up at home the 6th of April against the Pirates in our first of 115 broadcast here on the airwaves. The 8th, that's a Wednesday night, pregame at 7 o'clock. Well, our NCAA coverage resumes tonight at 7 o'clock. Sweet 16 Midwest region will kick things off. Wichita State and Notre Dame from Westwood One. I'm Joe Smith.